Introducing Tools for Living Your Fullest Life. This is Life's Toolbox with Kenny Brixey on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, Kenny Brixey.
Welcome to Life's Toolbox, where each week we introduce tools that will assist you in discovering and embracing your own incredible truth, value, and worth. These tools are designed to empower your journey to living a more mindful and purposeful life, and when applied to your life experience, these tools powerfully serve as a valuable resource that help guide you to live as the beautiful, perfect, authentic essence that is you. Thank you so much for being here today. Before we get started today, I want you to do something. I want you to grab a pen or a pencil. It doesn't matter which, just one or the other. And I'm not asking you to take any notes today. Just find a pen, and then I want you to hold it in the palm of your hand. Now, the beauty of the internet radio show is that you can pause the show or you can come back and listen to it after you find a pen. So don't let anything be an excuse. Just go ahead and find a pen and participate. Just play along with me for a little bit. A little later, I will tell you about an example of this activity and the results that occurred with a client that I worked with several years ago. So this really does have some value to it. Okay, do you have your pen? I want you to hold your hand out in front of you. I want you to lay that pen across the palm of your hand. Now, do not rest your arm on a table or a chair or anything like that. Just hold your hand up. Hold the pen in the palm of your hand. Like I said, just hold it out in front of you. Notice the pen laying there in your hand. Be aware of the fact that if you turn your hand to a little bit too far to one side or the other, or front or back, that pen would roll right out of your hand and fall to the floor. If you turned your hand a little bit more, it would certainly drop and fall to the floor. There would be no balancing on the edge or anything at all. It would just simply go down. It's actually more difficult to hold on to that pen, especially if you do it for as long as I ask you to do it today. It's harder to hold on to that pen than it would be to drop it. Do you agree with that? Now, keep holding on to that pen with your extended hand while I tell you of a demonstration a teacher once did that kind of plays into all of this. She stood in front of the class, and she held up a glass of that was, depending on how you think about things, it was either half full or half empty with water. She just held it there for a moment while everyone tried to figure out where she was headed with this demonstration. Of course, we all thought that she was going to ask, is it half full or half empty? That's typically where people would go with that. But when she finally spoke, she asked a question that was not what we expected. Her question was, how heavy is this glass? Okay, now keep holding your pen out in front of you while we're talking about all this. The engineers in the class did some math, and they had a few answers and some probably pretty accurate guesses. There were some other guesses from other students. Teacher just smiled, and she suggested that the weight of the glass is dependent on how long we hold on to it. The longer we hold it up, the heavier it seems to be. The same is true of this pen that you now have in your hand out in front of you right now. You're still holding it up, aren't you? For a few seconds, the pen and that glass are not too heavy. It's pretty easy to hold them up like this. After a few minutes, it seems like they're getting a little bit heavier. After an hour or so, you'll be thinking that these things are made of lead. If you're able to hold onto it for a few hours, your arm and your hand, probably your shoulder, they're going to start hurting. The longer you hold something, the heavier it seems to get. Are you still holding that pen? If not, go ahead and pick it back up, because now is the real demonstration that I want to talk about. I wanted you holding this out there so you can kind of get a feel for this heaviness part of it, because that all comes into play a little bit later. See the pen in your hand now. Now, one by one, close your fingers around that pen. It's a little less likely that you're going to drop it now, correct? So it seems like things have just got a little bit easier. You're still holding it out there, but you've wrapped your fingers around it, so the pen's not going to go anywhere. So you have the freedom to move your hand a little bit. Now, squeeze down that pen. I want you to hold that pen as tight as you can for as long as you can. Continue to do so. Your challenge here is to hold it as tight as you can for as long as you can, or until I ask you to release it. Okay. Of course, as with everything we do here on Life's Toolbox, there is no judgment. So if you cannot hold it as long as I ask you to, no worries, no judgment. Just stick with us so that you can at least hear the rest of the show and hear why we're doing this. So this is a good time to point out that comparisons do not exist here either. Obviously, I cannot see how you're doing with this, so I cannot compare you to what anybody else is doing. So there's no comparison from my end to you. Just be sure that you're not comparing yourself to what somebody else might be doing, or to what you think you should be doing, or what you think you should be able to do. You know, if you have some sort of arthritis, pain, or injury, your strength or length of time that you can put into this example would be much less than if you were fully healthy. So just, again, no judgments, no comparisons. Just hold it as tight as you can for as long as you can and be okay with what you do. So keep holding that pen as tight as you can. Notice that no matter which way you turn your hand now, that pen stays fixed in your palm. So again, you know, you could even wave your arm in the air and it's not going to go anywhere. You've chosen to hold on to it, so you know it's pretty secure. We're going to come back to how tight you're holding it and your grip and all that in just a minute. But act as if that pen is a gift that you have been given by somebody very special. This pen means a whole lot to you. It's something that you just don't want to lose. I want you to hold it like that. Hold it that tight. So even though the pen is a gift and you want to hold it, you know, hold on to it like this, you want to keep it safe, notice that in the process of doing so, you're limiting the use of that hand quite a lot. You're holding on to something that's precious to you. You're holding on to something that means something to you. You're holding on to something that you don't want to lose. But in the process, you're limiting what you can do with that hand. It's not, it's difficult, if not impossible, for you to hold that grip and pick something else up like you normally would. You know, if you're holding it in your dominant hand, it would probably limit many things that you usually do without much thought, like driving, answering the phone, using the computer, cooking dinner, a whole lot of different hobbies. All of those would be difficult. Even writing with a pen, if you're not holding it correctly from the beginning, if you're just holding it like I asked you to hold it from the beginning, if you're holding it that way, even writing is very difficult when you hold it like this. So if you're holding it very tightly, you would have a hard time doing many things. Now keep holding onto that pen. Look at your hand. Keep holding it tight and look at your hand. The first thing that you might notice is that your knuckles are probably turning white if they hadn't gone completely white already. Just keep holding tightly. We've only been doing this for a few minutes so far, and you may have already begun to feel that your fingers are starting to ache or throb a little bit. Your fingers may be tingling a little bit. Your fingernails may be digging into your palms enough to leave indentions. Those white knuckles and tingles in your hand and fingers that you may be feeling are indications that your circulation has become limited to some degree due to the pressure you're putting on the pen and ultimately on your hand and your fingers. Your desire to hold on to something is causing you difficulty. It's causing you an obstruction of the flow of your blood, if you will. If you hold onto this for long enough, that little bit of circulation limitation may turn into a complete blood flow blockage. Cramps would set in if they hadn't already started doing so. Eventually, if you hold on long enough, there could even be damage to your fingers. So did you play along? Are you still holding onto that pen? Well, keep holding just a little bit longer. Well, this part of the what I'm about to say is not part of the exercise. I just want to do a little check-in, as every decision and every action and or inaction has a learning and awareness potential. So some of you may not have played along, and that's fine. There is no judgment. I just please know that for the truth. I don't want you to judge yourselves. I certainly don't judge you. I just want to ask you this because it's an awareness thing. If you did not play along, ask yourself, why not? Was it fear of feeling silly that stopped you? It may have been a lack of motivation to get up and go find a pen. It could have been fear that you might not be able to do what's asked of you. It could have been that you don't trust me yet. It might have been that you thought you were going to do it wrong. You see, I point all this out because I want you to ask these things of yourself. I want you to determine why you didn't do it. If it was any of those things, it was probably driven by a trapped emotion. And we're going to get into that here in just a minute. Just knowing the answers, though, can assist you in other opportunities. When you feel yourself pulling back and not participating, just check in. Why? What's going on here? Am I just limiting myself from a wonderful opportunity, or am I protecting myself from possible catastrophe? Check in, find out what's going on, and then figure out a way to get the truth. Okay. All right. So if you still have the pen in your hand, I want you to be aware of a few things. I'm about to tell you to open your hand, and I want you to just kind of do this with me. So slowly open your hands up. If you've held onto that pen since the beginning of the show, you may have noticed it was a little difficult to open your hand once you decided to let go. Your fingers may have become stuck in a closed position, even though the pressure has been released. You may feel like a little arthritic type pain, a little soreness, maybe a little muscle ache. You might even feel pain where your fingernails were digging into your palm. Most of us, even after holding the pen only for a short while, feel that it feels really, really good if you just massage your fingers and kind of get that blood flowing again. If you have not done so already, go ahead and release that pen now. You can set it down unless you just love hanging on to it. We're done with the pen. Hopefully you released the pen before things got too uncomfortable. To free yourself from the discomfort of this challenge required only one thing, and that was that you opened your hand. All you had to do was let go, right? So, if you didn't let go when things started getting uncomfortable, why did you hold on to the pen for so long? Well, partly because I asked you to, and thank you if you did that. But there's a beautiful lesson here. Did you hold on to it even after it became uncomfortable? Was it still because I asked you to? First off, isn't it nice to have your hand back? Be grateful for that. All of this was to demonstrate how we can hold on to something that doesn't even serve us. And we do it sometimes because we're asked to. We do it sometimes because everyone else is doing it. We do it sometimes because we think we're supposed to. We do it sometimes for many different factors. And folks, that's not just the pen that I'm talking about. We do this all the time. Most of what we're holding on to, we are not even aware of. Most of the things we are holding on to are in our subconscious. And a huge part of that is emotions. Did you ever have the limiting thoughts about yourself? You know, those limiting beliefs, those things that tell you you can't or you're not worthy, those things that the thoughts and beliefs that that you're just not good enough. These thoughts and beliefs are all driven by trapped emotions that we carry inside of us. Most of these emotions are trapped inside of our subconscious because we never process them fully. I was speaking about this not too long ago, and someone commented, well, why the heck can't we have trapped positive emotions? That would be cool. Well, it's pretty simple. The positive emotions that we have in our lives, we process fully. We want to live every moment of them. We want to live it to its fullest. We want to ride it out until it's done, and then we go to the next one. A negative emotion such as fear, abandonment, hopelessness, failure, depression, defensiveness, overwhelm, unworthiness, and so on are not pleasant. So instead of experiencing them, we try to avoid them, hide them, shove them down deep so that we don't have to deal with them. We may think we're fighting our way through a situation, but we can still stuff that emotion while we're fighting. What usually happens is we're fighting the cause or the person, the place or the thing that we like to blame for this, and we're not dealing with the emotion itself. The emotion itself we're actually pushing aside because we don't want to feel it. We kind of go numb to the feelings and try to avoid or go around, or and basically we just end up getting stuck with them. When we fail to completely process an emotion, it does get stuck inside. What exactly gets stuck is energy. Everything is energy. Our thoughts are energy, our beliefs are energy, and yes, even our emotions are energy. Just think of the power many of your emotions carry. Emotions can raise you up energetically to a tremendous level. Good emotions, bad emotions, they all can affect you very, very strongly, and it's all because of the energy that's tied to them. They can deplete your desire to move on as well. So, I mean, even a high energy negative emotion can just suck all of your energy out of you and want to make you want to just curl up in a dark place. as we have already stated, these trapped emotions are nearly 100% negative and dark. This is negative and dark energy that's trapped inside of you. And folks, it's been proven now that that energy is anywhere from like a softball size up to a volleyball size. So it covers quite a bit of your body. Like attracts like. So if you have a dark energy trapped inside of you, similar, let's just call it depression, for instance. It could be anger, or hatred. It could be a lot of different things. But if it was depression, like attracts like. So you can easily move deeper into depression because of other situations and other people. Even if it's not a negative situation, the depression inside of you can just pull what little negative might be in another situation into this and sink you deeper. So like attract like. If you're angry at one thing, you'll find that you can be angry at other things very easily. Our trapped emotions can come from life experience, similar to a divorce, abuse, abandonment. These trapped emotions can come from actual events or, anytime that you feel depressed or angry, abandoned, abused, just due to your perception of the event. It could even be a happy event that for some reason you felt depressed about it. You take that on. Our emotions are real, whether the situation is or not. If you perceive something as dark, it's dark. Don't ever let anybody tell you differently. Just figure out how you can deal with that and work through it so it doesn't become a trapped emotion. Society today tells us that showing emotion is not okay. We have to hide them. You know, I have several, or used to have several trapped emotions from the time when my son died. I was told at that time when I broke down and cried, I was told by several people not to cry, to be strong, to act like a man, and to shove those emotions down. I was told that showing those emotions was showing weakness and I had to be strong. I took that on. My body, my true self was telling me to feel those emotions, to let that emotion be seen and felt and work its way through. The people around me were telling me, no, be strong, be the opposite, be this, be that. They were telling me that to be strong, I had to be something that was not true. That's how we get trapped emotions, and that's how we adopt emotions from other people. Folks, even if we go into a room and we beat a pillow and we yell, we still are hiding the emotions in our everyday life because we're not letting it be seen anywhere else. Now, I'm not talking about going out and standing on a street corner and yell at the world or to sit at your office desk and cry all the time. I'm just saying that you don't have to hide it. If you're sad, then be sad for a moment. Feel the feeling, because if you don't feel that feeling, you are not going to move through it. Another way that we get trapped emotions is from childhood and even back in the womb. We accept these negative and limiting emotions from other people. It's the beliefs or the comments or the actions of other people that have happened to us that we just take on ourselves. When we're in the womb, we feel the emotions of our mother and those closest to her, our father, and we take some of those on. You know, some of you may argue that, but did you hold on to the pen earlier? Why? Because I invited you to do so. You accepted that challenge. The same is true for emotions. We get them from other people. We see them with those emotions, and we feel like maybe we're supposed to have them too, so we take them on. We are told that we need to be feeling this way instead of another way. We take it on. And there's even some scientific studies showing that we also inherit trapped emotions from different generations. An example of this I can use in my personal life, it's all around money. I learned all of my money beliefs and all of the emotions around money. I learned those from my mother. I adopted them from her. But, you know, really, I kind of got them from long before that, because it was my great-grandparents who taught it to us. My great-grandparents were the ones who lived through the Depression and both of the World Wars. And they had a total different belief system about money. They had total different emotions about money. They had a belief system that worked for them. It doesn't work for me anymore. yet I still held on to them. The same is true for you. Not maybe not about money, but about many different things. If you have belief systems that are limiting you, you just got to be aware of it. And that brings us to what we do with it. To free yourself from the limits of your life, to free yourself from these trapped emotions, to open yourself to be the fullest potential that is your truth, to live as the authentic essence that is you, you must release emotions. Last week, I told the story of the baby eagle, and that story just holds true in this situation as well. So here's a brief version of it in case you didn't hear it. The baby eagle in its nest is provided safety, protection, nourishment, shelter. It has everything that it needs to live a very comfortable life. You might feel quite comfortable just as you are. But the thing is, that baby eagle is not living to its fullest potential until it steps out of that nest and soars, until it lets go of everything that made it comfortable and soars. Now, you don't have to let go of everything that makes you comfortable at once, but are you ready to soar? If so, you've got to let go. And that's the tool for today. Let go and soar. That baby eagle must actually take a leap of faith. You too must take a leap of faith and let go of any emotion, thought, or belief that no longer serves your highest good. And yeah, I did say highest good. We're not looking for a process that allows us to let go of just enough that we can get by. We're not looking for a process that allows us to let go of just enough to become okay. We're already doing that. If you're even listening to this show, you're already okay. We're looking to become a beautiful and magnificent essence. And to do that, we have to let go and we have to soar. That is who we are made to be. And the beliefs and the emotions instilled upon us by others, even if they were given to us with the best intentions, must be released if we are ever going to wholly be ourselves. A personal example that of doing this is all around the money thing. It wasn't until I was able to let go of those beliefs and change the way I look at money that I was able to live differently. Just because you have trapped emotion does not mean you are broken. You have got to hear that, because a lot of people think that they're messed up. No, everybody's got trapped emotions. Everyone has them. So let go of your trapped emotions. They do not serve you. They do not keep you safe. They do nothing but hinder your experience of life. They will block your success and obscure your happiness if you hang on to them. So do it for you. Just like the pen, all you have to do is notice that you're holding it and then let it go. Now, here's that example with a client I was telling you about that I want to just get in here real quick before we end the show. Many years ago, I was working with a client, and it became obvious that she had many trapped emotions, literally stifling her entire enjoyment and experience of life. As I listened to her, I could hear the different emotions rise up and, you know, come up to the surface. So each time that I heard a different trapped emotion, I handed her a magic marker and told her to just hold on to it. After going through a lot of this stuff and listening to her for quite some time, by the time we were done exploring her trapped emotions, she literally had an armful. I bet she had 30 to 35, maybe 40 magic markers that she was trying to hold on to. She had them in her hands and her arms. She was holding them up against her chest, just trying to hang on to them all. I asked her what she wanted to do with them, and for a long time, she could not answer. She was stuck in that comfort zone. Letting go seemed to be something that was going to cause her pain. She eventually decided that she did want to let him go. And so once I asked her how she wanted to do that, her first response was she wanted to put him down gently and orderly. And I asked her, you want to do this because you want to be able to come back and pick him back up? And when I asked her that question, she finally realized, no, I don't want any part of these things. And she just opened her arms. To cut to the chase, she finally realized that that's all she needed to do was just release. And when she did, we found that many of those trapped emotions that she was holding on to, even though it was just represented by a magic marker, many of those emotions were released as well. You too can let go of all that is holding you back. Identify those trapped emotions and release them. Let go and soar. Thank you so much for listening in today. I invite you to the follow the Life's Toolbox Facebook page, where you'll find daily affirmations to help brighten your day, links to this show, the archive shows, and lots of other goodies there as well. Also, please visit my website at www.kennybrixey.com, where you're going to find out information about my work and my books. And folks, I just started, I just added emotional release to my my services, and while that's not on the website yet, it will be shortly, and it'll describe how you can come to me and we can work on that as well. My deepest gratitude goes out to Brent Carey for creating this amazing resource for Empowered Living that is Empower Radio. Also, thanks to Mark, he's the producer back in the studio, who does an amazing job for the entire Empower Radio family. Aside from this show, he does a great job for that. Keeps me in line, tells me when to start and when to stop, and all that stuff. Right. Talk all day. Folks, tune into Empower Radio and listen to the other shows that you hear here. I promise you, you're going to find one that touches your heart. And when you do, share it with others, because in doing that, you will elevate the happiness, the joy, the love in the world. Until next week and beyond, let go and soar to your own highest good. Love and peace.